Well, good evening to all of you, and welcome to the 14th annual Irish Week concert here at Augusta. It's become quite an institution now in the world of Irish music in America, and we all look forward to it every year, coming here and meeting old friends, making new ones, and generally having a grand old time. We have the usual all-star lineup of great artists, singers, musicians, and dancers for you tonight. And this is a very important year for Irish culture in America. Indeed, it's a very important year in Ireland as well. And this time last year, as I stood here, there's no way I could have predicted that I'd be standing here this year and celebrating the fact that there is a ceasefire, a continuing ceasefire in Ireland, and that violence is gone from our land. I've been in the north of Ireland several times since the ceasefire. There's a buoyancy, an optimism. There's just a new feeling in the air. And there's a really strong sense that you get when you're there that people are just not going to go back to the way it was. So we'll celebrate that in song tonight and many other nights in the future, I hope. This is also on a more reflective note, this is the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the greatest calamity in our history, the Great Starvation, sometimes known as the Great Famine. And we'll talk about that tonight, sing songs about it as well. But there's something to celebrate even about that too, because the resilience, strength of Irish culture in America, particularly the music, the song, and the dance, is a direct consequence of the great numbers of Irish who came to America. And this, in many ways, is your story. The famine is your story, and the cultural carryover is indeed the story of Irish America. So there's much to celebrate, and I'd like to introduce the first artists of the evening who celebrate Irish music wherever they go. They play about the oldest, most traditional style of music you're ever likely to hear in Ireland, or in America for that matter. There's Jack and Charlie Cohn, brothers from Woodford in County Galway. Jack, who's a National Heritage Award winner, is one of the great flute players in Irish music. He emigrated in 1949. And in the late 1950s, his brother, Father Charlie Cohn, who's a great concertina player, whistle player, singer, has won All-Ireland titles in many instruments and also in the vocal category as well. He came over and he has lived ever since in the New York area, moved up to the Catskills in the last couple of years. And they're going to be joined by one of the great fiddlers in Irish music in America, Willie Kelly from New Jersey. The inimitable Celtic-Cuban connection all the way from Dallas, Texas, Albert Alfonso, and one of the great piano players in the whole world of Irish music from California, now living in Washington, Donna Long. Please make them welcome.
Well, good evening. We're very happy to be here playing a few tunes for you this evening. We're going to start out with two reels, the Ben Hill, that's not Benny Hill now, but the Ben Hill, and the Rossmore Jetty is the second one. Those are two reels composed by a priest from our hometown in County Galway, another Kelly, Father Kelly. So the Cones and the Kellys are well represented tonight. So two reels, the Ben Hill, Rossmore Jetty. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to continue now with two jigs, Tongues by the Fire. I'm going to start out on the concertina. Then the trio will come in on the Maid at the Spinning Wheel. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, believe it or not, we're going to slow down the tempo. We're going to play two hornpipes. Hornpipes are a little bit more of a bouncy tempo. The hornpipes are the friendly visit and Joe Cooley's hornpipe. Thank you. And we're coming to the end of our little set here. We're going to end up with a group of reels. First reel is Crossing the Shannon. And the second reel is Top of the Mountain. And the last one is MacLeod's Reel. I think we might have a little bit of dancing at the end of MacLeod's Reel there by Michael Kearns. Three reels. Thank you.
Jack and Charlie Cohn there, Albert Alfonso, Willie Kelly, Donna Long, and of course the inimitable Mick Mulkern, all the way from the Royal County Meath in Dublin, or near close to Dublin. Well, speaking of Dublin, it's my great pleasure now to introduce, back for the umpteenth time, I don't think he even knows how many times he's been here himself, the man that they call the Great One in Irish traditional singing. And I don't think there's any man in the history of Irish traditional singing that's acquired more songs in the course of his distinguished singing career and collecting career, and also that has a greater love for the old songs from all parts of Ireland than Frank Hart from Chapel Izzet in Dublin. Please welcome him.
Said about this situation that exists in Ireland. There are two items I want to talk about this year, and one is the Great Famine. The 100th anniversary of it was overlooked on account of the date of the end of the war. Now the 150th anniversary is creating a renewed interest in what was the cause, how we suffered, and the effects of the famine. And Mick had a great documentary on last night called Out of Ireland, which dealt with some of the causes and the results of the famine. Most of you people, or not most I suppose, but a lot of you people out there are a result of the great hunger, and as such I think the interest that came from America over the years back to Ireland has helped us both in the cause of freedom and in the advancement of the country itself, and is still helping us today. I'll sing a song of that period. This one. Rehearse before we come out here at all. So. Never a hitch. Not to mention the question of keys, but however.
Envied was I by the young men all, when first I brought her a blushing bride to my father's home by Loch Sheelan's side. Ah, but all our joys were too gone to last. The landlord came our young hopes to blast. In vain we pleaded for mercy, no, turned us out in the blinding snow, and no one opened for us their door, or else his vengeance would reach them sure. My Eileen fainted in my arms and died, and the snow lay deep on the mountain side. Then I shed a tear for my lifeless love, and raised my hands up to heaven above. O God of justice, I wildly cried, revenge the death of my murdered bride. Well, we buried her down in the churchyard low, where in the springtime sweet daisies grow. I shed no tear for the font had dried on that fearful farewell, old Ireland, farewell for aye. The ship will soon bring me far away, but oh, my fond heart, it will abide near my Eileen's grave on Loch Sheelan's side.
The other thing that we always make reference to, I have for the last few years, is the situation in the north of Ireland. This time last year, as we spoke, the war was still on. People were being killed. 3,500 people have already been killed. The ceasefire has been called by Sinn Féin. It was called without any preconditions. The British government is now imposing preconditions simply to talk. In other words, they say, we must have this, this, and this before we will even talk to you. The ceasefire is in operation for approximately a year, 11 months or so. And no move, whatever, has been made by the British government, much to the annoyance of our own government in Ireland and to the American government. We wouldn't even have got this far with the British government but for Bill Clinton. So I would ask any of you who have email or whatever else just to write him a letter and thank him for what he has done so far, and to ask him to encourage, is the word I'd use, the British government to start to talk and to bring about the release of prisoners, which would create a situation which might bring about a just and lasting solution in Ireland. So if Mick in his film last night pointed out that the main instance push towards peace came from America with De Valera in 1916 or afterwards. And I think today we need the same push again to create the new peace in Ireland. This is a song. Thanks very much. This is a song called The Foggy Dew, and it's a song of the last time at the rebellion of 1916, which gave us the freedom we have today. Hopefully we'll create another song, maybe next year, for the freedom we'll have then.
As down the glen one Easter morn, through a city fair rode I. There armed bands of marching in squadrons did pass me by, and no pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound out its loud tattoo, while the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, they flung out the flag of war. 'Twas far better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, brave men came hurrying through, whilst Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed into the foggy dew. But the night fell black and the rifles' crack made perfidious Albion reel. Through that leaden hail, seven tongues of flame did shine o'er the lines of steel. And by each shining blade a prayer was said that to Ireland her sons would be true. And when morning broke, still the green flag shook out its folds in the foggy dew. But the bravest fell and the requiem bell rang out mournfully and clear. For those who died that Eastertide in the springtime of the year. Whilst the world did gaze with deep amaze at the fearless men and few who bore the fight so that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. It was England bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. And had they died by Pearson's side, or had fought along with brave Colbrough, then their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the shroud of the foggy dew. As back through the glen I roamed again, my heart with the grief was sore. For I parted then with those gallant men I ever will see no more. And to and fro in my dreams I go, and I'll kneel and I'll say a prayer for you. For slavery fled, oh you gallants dead, when you fell in the foggy dew.
Thanks very much.
Hello. Let's have another round of applause then once again for Mick Maloney and Frank Hart. I've just been told that the next group, I'm Joni Madden, by the way, I should say that. The next group is A Monster Change, so I get to talk for a long time, and I might even do a dance. I asked them to stop, forget it, no, I'm not going to do a dance. But anyway, the next group starts out with a really two great friends of mine that come from the New York area, which of course you know is the home for the finest breeding of Irish musicians in this country. No, I'm lying about that too. But anyway, we're going to start out with, I think it's Brian Conway's first year here. It's his first time here, isn't it? Okay. Brian is a student of Martin Mulvihill, who also taught dozens and dozens of other students, and I've known Brian for 20 years. He liked me to say that. But he recorded an album back many years ago with Tony DeMarco, another great fiddle player from New York, called Apples in Winter. And it's been out on the Green Linnet label. But he's here, and he's also studied with Martin Wynn, the legendary Martin Wynn. And he's also been known to sound a little bit like another legendary fiddle player named... What the heck is his name? Andy McGann. Oh, yeah, thank you. All right. And also, you see, I'm very prepared for all this stuff. After that, we have Billy McComiskey, who is, of course, one of the greatest accordion players that ever lived. And he studied how to learn how to play by himself, really. And he got an old melodeon from his uncle Matt and learned how to the scale on it. And then he studied with the great Sean McGlynn from Tina in County Galway, who taught him how to play. And Billy has gone on to play with great groups like the Irish Tradition and many of the finest groups. And he's recording now with Trion. That's with Liz Carroll and Dahi Sproul, and they're expecting a new album out in September on the Green Linnet label. And also with that, we have Zan McLeod, who's after finishing recording another album with our other fiddle player from last year, and his name is James Kelly. I got that right. And Zan, of course, is from North Carolina and also played many groups, including Touchstone and He's been recording albums, and his own solo album is over there in the shop as well. And rounding that out, the instrumental part, we have Eugene Lamb, who's his first year here at Augusta. And Eugene is, without a doubt, the finest Ilan pipe maker and reed maker in Ireland at the moment. And he's from Dublin and lives in Fenor, which is in the burn in Clare, in the west part of Clare. And he lives there, and he told me to tell you he lives alone, he's a bachelor, and he's looking for a good woman to cook and clean up. I'm not kidding. I'm looking into the offer myself. I'm looking for a good home with some rocks. And last but not least, we have Mick Maloney, the one and only. I mean, I think if there was a godfather of Irish music in America, he's it. He's done more for Irish music in this country than anybody will ever do. And that's to my testament anyway. And who else? Mark Stone on Baron, and Mark is from San Antonio, Texas. And I said, my God, I have to talk for 5 minutes. What am I going to talk about? And he said, just tell them two musicians walked down the road and neither one of them had money. And that was his joke. So I'm not going to tell that joke. It's so bad. Are you ready?
No.
What do you mean no?
Almost.
How's the show going so far anyway? I just was tuned into the Augusta News Flash, and there's a flash warning, not flash floods, but heavy storm watch is on order, but they said it'd be over by 10 o'clock, just in time to go over to the ice house. I'm in the mood for a good time tonight. Is everybody else? All right. So we'll expect everybody a bit of crack. So give a nice round of applause to that great crew. Once again, Mick Maloney, Eugene Lamb, Brian Conway, Billy McComiskey, Zan McLeod, and Mark Stone. Give them a great round of applause there, please. Thank you.
To straighten out the joke. I told it earlier. It's two guys are walking down the street. One's a musician, and the other didn't have any money either.
Yeah. Don't worry, Joni. We're on now. We're going to start with three reels here. We practice, hey? The Liffey Banks, The Floating Crowbar. I love the name of that tune.
What's the other name for it? Is there another name for it?
I think that's the only...
Okay.
Is there another name? For the name like The Floating Crowbar, you don't need another name for it. And we're going to finish up with Christmas Eve.